Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute and our daily challenges. I'm Ryan, your host. This week we've looked at a new idea already. I introduced some rock climbing equipment, believe it or not, that in a pinch, if somebody's falling, is supposed to catch them, even if you, as a safety person, do nothing. It's something that works against our better instincts. Our instincts when somebody's in trouble are usually to do something to help them, to actively work to help. And sometimes, in this case anyway, our instincts are wrong. I bring this up because it reminds me of the Beatitudes, sayings of Jesus that we've been exploring for the last 8 weeks as part of these challenges. They sometimes are counterintuitive. They go against our instincts. They surprise us, challenge us, and that's a good thing. Jesus's Beatitudes are called that because they all begin with blessed. And he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Well, we've been exploring those for the last 8 weeks, and so if any of those are intriguing or challenging for you, I'd encourage you to look at our archived challenges to see what that was all about. But in the meantime, I'm sure at least one or two of those probably come naturally to you and seem simple enough, whereas there are another handful probably that you find really quite challenging, that don't come naturally at all, that are not intuitive, or you'd just rather not do it. Well, the Beatitudes are known for being difficult. They're not meant to be easy. We'll be exploring the backwards nature of these Beatitudes tomorrow. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you. Which Beatitude do you find least challenging? And which one do you find most challenging? Enjoy exploring that. If you're on your own, you might want to contemplate it quietly, or we'd always encourage you to get a group with you. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.